one. There were only 38 properties available to rent within what's known as the discretionary rate of the Housing Assistance Payment Scheme in 16 areas of the country in March that were surveyed by Simon. Now, that's a basic rate plus a top-up. There were no properties, the charity said, within the rate in 10 of the 16 areas and fewer than 1,200 properties available to rent at any price on three dates last month. The data is in the latest Locked Out of the Market report. And when basic HAP limits are looked at, there were no properties for families with one or two children and only three in the single person category. For more on what the survey is telling us about renting in Ireland today, I'm joined by Wayne Stanley, who's the Executive Director of Simon Communities. Wayne, good morning to you.
Good morning.
You've been doing these surveys for many years. You've a decade of data to draw on. So what is the state of the rental market for those in receipt of HAP payments in Ireland today?
Well, I think for the last number of reports, what we found is essentially we're at a functional zero. And what that means is, that's not to say that nobody is exiting homelessness or avoiding homelessness through the private rental market. It's still a very important part of our housing system. But what we're seeing is for those on low income who have availability to access the HAP payment, they're having to top up beyond what the local authority can provide them with from their own income. And our concern is that those properties, if they can secure them, are not sustainable because of the 100, 200, even 300 euros a month. Additionally, they're having to pay.
They have to top up the top up.
Exactly.
So how much do they get? I know it varies depending on where you are, but how much are they getting? How much then do they get in an additional top up from local authorities? And then what have they to add to that to secure a home?
Well, as you say, it varies across local authorities. But to take one example, Cork, a couple with one child, the basic rate is 900 a month. That can be increased to the local authority up to a rate of 1,215 euros. Out of that, now the person will already pay 15% of their income towards that. And then they're having to top up anything up to 200 and 300 euros a month out of their own income to meet what the sort of rents that we're seeing.
And even at that, there is enormous difficulty in trying to secure a rental.
Yeah, and anyone who's engaged with the private rental market will tell you how hard it is to find a property. Landlords are leaving the market. There is people who have a property are staying in it. So we don't see the same level of churn. So when we look at the total number of properties, there was an increase in this quarter and there was just under 1,200 properties or just over 1,100. But if we go back to 2021, March 2021 was the period when we started to exit COVID. Mm-hmm. Was the period when we saw the lowest level of homelessness that we have in a long number of years. And the supply in the private rental market at that time was around 3,000 properties. And 28% of those properties in our snapshot were available to people using the maximum mm-hmm. discretion in HAP. That's now down to 3%. And that speaks to really the crisis that we have both in the private rental market and for people who are on a low income.
There's no one factor in that decline, but to what do you attribute? You mentioned landlords leaving the market, but there are other factors as well. Is it the case that landlords may not want to rent to HAP tenants?
Well, what we're looking at here is, as I say, is the snapshot. So in terms of our report here, there isn't particularly, it doesn't find evidence for the changes in the market and really states what's there. But I think a big part of it has been the reduction in supply in the private rental market. And yes, there may be a reluctance on landlords to take a HAP payment, but the truth is everyone is finding it difficult on any income to find a place in the private rental market.
You know, it's interesting you're saying from 2021 to where we are now, you have seen that significant reduction in the availability of property. Yeah. Something's changed.
Well, the big part in terms of the availability for HAP from the 28% to the 3% has been the ongoing increases in the cost of renting, particularly for people who are switching properties. Mm-hmm. I think the RTB produces regular data which shows that there's now a very significant gap between what somebody who's, you know, been in a property for a number of years and somebody who's trying to get into the private rental market will see. And it's when we're looking at it, we're obviously looking from the perspective of people who are trying to exit homelessness or who have their landlord is selling up or wants the property back and are having to engage with the private rental market to keep themselves out of homelessness. So that's the focus for the Simon Communities.
We'll talk about solutions in a moment, but for somebody who wants to, and you know, people want to get out of homelessness. HAP was a way through.
Absolutely.
Is it a way forward anymore?
In essence, part of the reason why we're seeing the month-on-month increases in homelessness to the scale that we are is because the private rental market is no longer the exit that it was. A number of years ago, back in 2021, maybe 60% of the families who were leaving homelessness were leaving through utilising the housing assistance payment, getting out into the private rental market. That number has now fallen off a cliff. It's a very small number. And local authorities, to be fair, a number of local authorities are stepping up and increasing their allocations to individuals and families to try and support them to bridge that gap. But they're just not able to. There isn't supply there to fully bridge that gap. Although we'd always call on them to try and do more, given the, I suppose, the trauma that's experienced by somebody having to stay in homelessness and the long-term impact of having to stay in homelessness for a period of time.
And yet, Wayne, you get a sense from within government that there is a feeling that the housing programme is delivering. Dara O'Brien, you know, talking about delivery in the high 30s this year with a very positive trajectory. Simon Harris wanting to deliver something of the order of 50,000 homes a year. But what is the delivery like on social housing, on affordable housing, for the categories that you're talking about?
I suppose, I mean, the delivery of social housing to a multitude of different schemes is increasing, but where we are, there's, forgive me now, I'm going from memory, but there's about 7,000 houses delivered. We believe that needs to be closer to 15,000. If you look at the housing agency produces an annual report looking at housing need, essentially the number of people who've applied for social housing, there's about 15,000 or 14,000 households joining the social housing waiting list each year.
And not a corresponding number leaving.
Exactly. Okay. So if we had 15,000, that would give local authorities enough room to meet ongoing demand and also to start to draw people out of the private rental market and freeing up space for everybody there.
Wayne, thank you very much for coming into us this morning. Wayne Stanley there, Executive Director of Simon Communities. We're back with news headlines after this.